Hi, I'm Wayne.
I'm Ryan. And we are doing a podcast, which is kind of weird because we're not... we're very social, but we're very private. So
why are we doing this again?
Well, so it was funny because on the way over, well, when this initially happened, before because we had to buy microphones and everything to be able to do it, we had a discussion. Dad was pretty frustrated with... state of retirement and everything, and I kind of shared that frustration because we had talked on the phone and you had said, you know, this financial advisor says you need to think way outside the box as far as other sources of income, which, you know, I wasn't trying to be like, oh, me too. Like, we're in different age categories and different generations and different everything, but I said, hey, you know, I'm kind of struggling with the same thing, trying to figure out what it is I'm doing. I mean, it's not, you know, when you're working on that project and then you have that question of like, what am I doing? Like, I feel that I had that at that same instant that I was talking to you. So I was working on two of my projects and I was like, what are you doing? Like, this is making you feel important.
Did you say that out loud?
Yeah. Well, I think it was always there, but I don't think I wanted to give myself permission to say it. Like, I think it's very... I felt really ashamed because, you know, I've brought you to my house and showed you my projects and be like, look at this, it's going to be so amazing, and da-da. But my wife would ask me, well, how are you going to make money? And I was like, what?
She always has to bring in the money thing.
They're going
to
write me a check.
That's right.
But when I thought about it, that's when I had that revelation of like, what are you doing? And how are you going to make money? So that's when I called you, and you expressed frustration, and then I drove over, and on the way over, I was like, let's do a podcast.
Yep, the reality is that we're not unlike a lot of people out there. You start off in a vocation, and you're making a certain amount of money, and you make a few mistakes here and a few mistakes there, and before you know it, sometimes things aren't going as well as they should be, and you realize you need to make a change, which is why we're talking about this, right? But
when you have to get to that point, right? Like,
right.
Like for you, maybe it was that guy saying way outside the box, which, I mean, if it was me, like I would be a little bit pissed just because it's like, dude, I'm exposing myself and you're just like crapping all over it. And it's gotta be.
Yeah. Well, actually, what I did say, I did say, yes, I agree with you, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. And as I was driving away from that appointment, I was thinking to myself, so how are you going to do this? I have no clue. I still don't really have a clue as far as that goes, but that doesn't mean you don't start the journey. And I think that the danger is that in starting this journey, what you're thinking wrongly is that I have to jump from point A where I'm at now to point B where I want to be, and I got to do it in a very short period of time. And you fail to realize that reality somewhere says, hey, isn't going to happen that way. Mm-hmm. And so while you're on this journey towards point B, should you ever get there, you still have to live with yourself, with those around you, enjoy life, accept the ruts and the bumps in the road as they come, which they will.
Well, and you get to the point where, like, I think when you're younger, I don't know if this is age or just like maturity, you think you can do anything. And I think when you get to this stage where, at least I was, where I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's a possibility that I may never get to be in my lifetime. And I think that's really a scary place to be. And it makes you kind of reevaluate. Like, I had to reevaluate, like, why is it so hard to make money? Like, and then I thought, you know, well, who says that it should be hard? And for me, that kind of blew my mind. But I was like, wait, like, I've been conditioned to think that I have to try and work really hard to make money, when that's not necessarily true as long as you work smart.
Smarter, not harder. And that's not to say that there isn't a lot of perspiration involved. Somebody said once that genius is really... and I can't remember, 95% perspiration and only 5% inspiration. Mm-hmm. a lot of people don't have the perseverance to hang in there mm-hmm. long enough in order to see things happen. So that's something that has to be a part of it. If there's anything you want to dispel from your thinking at all, it's that this whole thing about easy or free lunches, it's not that way, and you shouldn't be thinking that it's going to be easy.
Well, and it's not even that we're accepting that. I mean, or at least I don't think we are. I think we're old enough to realize that
we already know that doesn't fly.
That there's no free lunch. I mean, I wish there was, but yeah. You know, I could. She'll quit and
I'm
go on unemployment.
Win the lottery.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, and we just had the lottery that I applied. It was like $1.3 billion, and I didn't even win. And so it's very frustrating. But, yeah, we started this. I told you, hey, let's meet every week. We can hold each other accountable to do whatever it is we think we need to do. I think it's more... I think the most important thing is starting.
And I would add to that starting, but then continuing, because that's one of my problems is finishing things. And you get so caught up with the stuff that goes on during the week that it comes to that night. Oh, by the way, do not say, well, we'll meet sometime next week.
Yeah,
you
seriously.
Really have to say a specific time.
That's why I told you let's do tonight.
Yeah.
Then you were like, because we're not used to doing that, and I learned with myself, I was like, hey, let's take this energy we have now, and let's capitalize on it as much as possible. So let's meet tonight. I'll be there at 7. We'll go over. I don't even know what we're going to do. I mean, as we're talking, I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe we start taking a good look at what makes you happy. What do you enjoy doing? And just, you know, taking the financial completely out of it. Maybe there's something there.
Right, and then start thinking about, okay, so... we've got to get something down on paper that we're going to at least explore some of those things you're passionate about, that you do well at, that you've done well at the past,
mm-hmm.
in the past, and then set some goals that you're going to make incremental progress on, and then celebrate that incremental progress as you go along. Again, dispelling all those thoughts about we're going to get there quickly, it's going to be a short journey, sorry. Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long haul, and I think that it'll be fun, and I think it'll be entertaining
with the right attitude, the right perspective on it. And
well, I think together we can bang it out. It's pretty exciting for me because, like, for the podcast, it makes me feel really uncomfortable. I'm sure it does you too, because we're just very private people. I'm not turning comments on when we publish it, so no one can really say anything. That's on purpose, right? Even if it's positive, I really appreciate it. But if it's negative, it's just not. If nobody else hears it, we don't really care.
Yeah, I know. It took me a long time to be willing to put things on Facebook because I was always amazed at how free some people were at some of the things they'd say on Facebook. And I thought, whoa.
Well, that's just a generational thing. Yeah. I just pop off whatever I want on there.
Yeah, like, I know
always,
that.
You're
know
like,
that.
Oh, can you like wordcraft this for me? To make sure? I was like, Dad, it's a post.
There is no just filter from brain to mouth, I'll tell you.
So you should get on Twitter. I mean, you'll see like mindless just tweets.
I'm sure it is.
But I mean, so that's it. I mean, we're going to start this podcast. We're going to do this. We're going to stay consistent. At least we'll be stay consistent with the podcast.
That's right. And we'll keep each other accountable because I know I need it. I can come up with a million excuses why I can't do something. And not going to do that. Going to just
keep pushing.
Yep.
I think so. Then this time we'll meet again next week. And then we'll start talking about... And I really think it's going to be a good exercise to just get into what do I really enjoy doing and actually do those things. I don't
right.
think that we've done those things in a really long time. And that's why I like playing video games so much, because I can just lose myself completely. There's something to that.
Right.
And I think we're both creative, and I think creating that environment in which we can be creative is really, really important because, I don't know, I mean, I'm 30, 31, I've been doing it this long,
wow,
this way.
That makes me... Okay.
You, it's like a 100 and...
I should be dead.
80. Basically, this is really crucial that we get this right
okay.
for you.
Okay.
But I have some other chances.
I have to have a legacy.
This is the last hurrah. But
I'm just kidding.
But I think it's really important that we create that creative environment. And I think something really amazing can happen. And I think we've been doing it this way, and it hasn't been working. So trying something new, I mean, really, what do we have to lose? So yep. That's why I'm excited about it.
It should be an exciting journey, and I am excited about it.
So then we'll hit it up next week. We'll spend time thinking about what we love to do, and then we'll reconvene and chat about it. And hopefully we'll have something a little bit more actionable.
We will have some actionable.
We items. Will. That's yes, right. Stay positive.
That's right.
But that's it for me, and then we'll just peace out till next week.
Yep.
All right.
So long.
Bye.